In your graphic, you suggest that you might well, as you walk out of this, see yourself waiting to go in. Now, wouldn't that be a classic immediate paradox?
It would appear, but it isn't. One of the things that you have to realize is that once you turn the device on, you've created new conditions. And this is what allows you to go back into the past, is the fact that you're doing this. And one of the ways, but it's complicated in the sense that you now have a new situation that you've created.
Right. Oh, you have a new situation is correct. So I said paradox. Now, what I'm wondering is, it seems impossible to us that two of us could exist in the same space at the same time. And it's almost as though one of the two would have to cease to exist, or you suggest no. So what would the condition be? As you walked out, would you see each other, or would that be impossible, even though you're both there?
No, you would see each other.
You would see each other.
Right, and you have to realize that you're not the same. One is the older version of you. You are not identical, okay? You're actually seeing – so number one, you're not the same person. You're actually a different person. You're an older person, so the person that you would be seeing coming out of the machine would be an older version of yourself, and you would be seeing, as you were coming out of the machine, a younger version of yourself, and you're not occupying the same space. You're actually at the same time, but you're actually occupying two different, you know, regions of space. The other thing is that there's another aspect to this, because as you clearly pointed out, this seems like this could lead to paradoxes. And you have to realize that aspect of the theory, you have to consider another important theory of physics to consider what might happen in that particular case. And this other theory is as strange in itself as relativity is, and it's the other pillar of 20th century physics, and it's called quantum theory. And it's quantum theory that tells us how this apparent paradox is associated with time travel in the past could be resolved. And it leads to an idea that is as weird as time travel. It's called the notion of parallel universes.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, what's important to realize is that this is anchored in quantum theory. So in quantum theory, even though the name theory is there, it's quantum theory is the basis that we can understand everything from the atom to cell phones. In other words, our cell phones wouldn't work if there wasn't quantum theory. So it tells us exactly how matter operates. Now, the thing is that what quantum theory tells us also is that the world at the atomic level operates in a way that we're not used to seeing on everyday life. Things can change their identities. Particles can merge into each other, things that can happen that we don't see on an everyday level. And also what quantum theory tells us is that, you know, we're used to the notion that if we toss an object across the room, we can exactly tell where it's going to go when we toss it across the room. In quantum theory, the best that we could do is to say where it might go. We can't talk about how things will exactly happen. We can only talk about what will probably happen next.
Right.
And to give you a very specific example of what quantum theory would imply if you apply it to everyday life, and this is anchored in a theory that was developed by a man named Hugh Everett, who was a physicist who applied quantum theory to the entire universe. Suppose that at lunch tomorrow, you were trying to make up your mind to have a fish sandwich or a cheeseburger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, at the very moment that you made the decision, that you decided to choose one, there is a split in the universe. There are two separate universes that would diverge from each other. There would be an Art Bell that would be in a universe that has chosen the fish sandwich, but there would also be an Art Bell in a whole new universe that has the cheeseburger. They would not know of each other. They would be two separate paths, two parallel different universes, all self-contained. And this would happen for every single decision that you and everyone makes. There would be a split in the universe at that particular point. And it doesn't have to do with human beings. this could happen even at for an electron. In other words, if an electron has a possibility of going in one direction or another, then it chooses one path in one universe and it chooses the other path in a separate universe. That's the basis of what's known as parallel universe theory.
That suggests an absolute unlimited number of universes, right?
Absolutely, exactly. For every possible alternative, there is a separate universe, and all of these universes are happening in different spaces. The space is technically called a superspace, where all these universes are happening. So there can be an unlimited number of them because they're not crowding each other. Now, the thing is that how does this apply to time travel? Well, if you, and this was actually studied by a physicist at Oxford University, David Deutsch, looking at how quantum theory would affect these paradoxes. Suppose that you went back into the past. As soon as you arrive in the past, there would be a split in the universe. There would be two universes. You, for example, would be find yourself emerging in a universe in which you could actually see yourself going into the machine. But there would be another universe in which you don't see that. Okay, so there are actually two separate universes. Now, the new universe, in other words, this gets around the so-called notion of the grandfather paradox, where you go back and
kill your grandfather,
or the way that I like to think of it, the more milder form, is you go back and prevent your grandfather from getting married, for example.
And if
he doesn't get married, then he doesn't have your father or mother, and they don't have you, so you shouldn't be around.
But if
you go back into the past, what the parallel universe theory says is that as soon as you arrive in the past, there would be a split. There would be a universe in which you, in fact, would be in a universe where you would have see your grandfather and you could prevent his marriage. You would now find yourself in a very strange universe in which you were never born, but you are there. But the other universe, you would not have you emerging and affecting your grandfather. And that universe does give rise to you. The notion here is that you can go back into the past and change the past, but the past you change is not the past that you came from.